I gladly welcome you all to this week's MHFA India podcast series, Coping with COVID, Episode 5. In the past weeks, we have been interacting with MHFAters and MHFA instructors to know the details on their personal experiences of managing mental health issues during this lockdown time. This week, we will talk to MHFA founder, Ms. Erinda Shah, on how working from home has impacted on the mental health of the employees. And as we say it every week, I'm reminding you that it is important to stay home to break the chain of transmission of the virus if we desire to lower the morbidity and mortality of COVID-19 in India. So please stay indoors and stay healthy mentally and physically. How are you doing today, Erinda?
Thank you very much, Tirumal. I am very good. How about you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Let's start with your own experiences of dealing with this lockdown as a mental health first aider. You have been working from home since the lockdown started on March 25th. I know that you have the responsibility of working from home and taking care of your kids at the same time. How has this dual role impacted on your mental health? How has this affected your productivity at work?
Well, to be honest with you, the first week was not easy at all. First, we had to respond to the lockdown and no more commuting. Second, we all were worried about the situation of COVID in India. And while we were watching the world dealing with it, it was unforeseen and we could not predict how this is going to unfold in India and how it's going to develop. So this was a point of concern. So how long this lockdown would continue. And third, we are suddenly supposed to deliver or to perform our work in completely new settings, in completely new environment with different condition and different way of communication. So these were a quite challenging situation. Suddenly all, myself and everyone who worked, who was in working relationship, found themselves and had to spend some time. The first week was an adjustment, I guess, for some people much longer maybe, to adjust to the new environment as working from home and work at home. Parenting is a 24 hours business, so it was not easy even for my daughters to not being responding to them when they needed something, answering to them despite whether I'm on a call or on other work. So it took some time for myself and as well the family around to adjust to the new space and new task and new adjustment. But I can say that MHFA India has been quite productive. I can proudly say that we have been providing during all these weeks free webinar on mental health awareness for workplaces. Those for the companies that have received mental health first aid from us, but as well new companies who are willing to support, realized and willing to support their teams working remotely. Another very important thing that we have been doing during this lockdown is bringing the standard mental health first aid course into the online version. So this is specially built for workplaces, and this is called blended MHFA course for workplaces, which will give the opportunity to management and workforce to continue their efforts in provision of education, quality education to their staff on the mental well-being. A new page, COVID is all day, in the website, MHFA India website, informing on different articles, different information guidelines that MHFA India team has put upon in order to support public and as well workplaces, how to cope and how to adjust and how to, first of all, realize that in this situation of physical threat, there is as well mental health threat and we need all the stakeholders and public to recognize that mental health is important. We need to understand and we need to recognize that we need to take care of it at the same time. So this that week and the second week definitely helped in adjusting the situation, but of course in a long run continuously working from home would have its own repercussion as in how long you can be in this situation, how long you can work in the same, in this new settings.
Well, that's good to hear. Talking more about working from home, I have a friend who is a researcher in a big organization who says their mental health has not been affected, but their schedule of work, of waking up and going to sleep and recreational activities of the children have all changed since lockdown began. I would say that these things have, they do still have an impact, a certain impact on their mental health. Let's hear it from her. This is my friend, Mrs. Raji, who wants to say how this lockdown has affected her mental health.
Yes, working from home is quite a challenge. I just recently shifted from Karnataka to Chennai, and as soon as I landed here, lockdown was announced. So yes, I have been managing the responsibility of working from home as well as working on my research project, and then also taking care of two kids. So overall, if you ask me, how did it affect lockdown affect my mental health and productivity at work? Mental health, I don't think it has affected mental health, but yes, some kind of lethargy has set in. You know, there's no fixed time. We lost time, regular pattern of sleeping and getting up. That was one thing that was lost. So accordingly, the productivity also has gone down. What I could have done in office, because in office you are supposed to be in a formal setting. You know, there is a target to be met, and you always have a oversight of your mentor, of your boss around. So you tend to finish the certain tasks at certain time. But at home, even though you may be committed to your work, but then home environment being home environment, you are a bit relaxed. You know, you tend to do 2-3 things at a time. You cook and then you also read papers. You cook and you read papers. You do 2 things at a time. So obviously there is not much of focus, but yes, a lot of time to brood over, but I don't know. So productivity wise, that regularity of pattern and then setting a limited period, that has got impacted.
Well, it is very interesting to hear from those professionals saying that my mental health is not being affected. But if you listen more carefully on the way how they detail their life, you can see that, and by and large, we see people reporting problem with sleeping, people reporting that they are very concerned, they are worried, and they feel anxious, that their routine, it is being disrupted, and people are unable to set a new routine. So COVID-19 is actually a collective traumatic event, and it is for sure an event that has impacted our mental health. For some people less, for some people more, and for some people who had already had a mental illness, would have maybe worsened it. Why is that? Why it is difficult for us to recognize that COVID has impacted our mental health? It is stigma associated with that. Let us say it loud and clear that when we talk mental health, we immediately associate mental health with mental illness, isn't it? So it is difficult for us to accept, to say that, yes, it has impacted my mental health, because it is like equal accepting that I have any mental illness. And that is not easy to be disclosed. So, but mental health is not mental illness. And this comes because, by and large, we have a poor literacy or education on mental health. We need to understand, and everyone needs to understand, that mental health is not mental illness. These are two different sides, and that our mental health is not something static. It shifts, it is impacted, it is influenced by everyday activities, and we need to recognize that. So for sure that we have trouble with sleeping, for sure that most of us are worried whether we'll have the job, how economy is going on, how will be the future of my children or students who have finished the studies, how it will be the how life is going to change, and how we can cope or adjust to the new one. So let's recognize that mental health has been impacted, everyone, and that we need to take care of it. Like we check every day that I don't have a dry cough or that I don't have fever, I don't have temperature, I'm well and good physically. We need to learn how to check as well our emotion and our mental health. Where do we stand today? How am I feeling today? What are my thoughts? Am I able to fulfill my daily routine? And most of us are reporting that some days we are not able, that some days are good and some days are tough. So I would conclude that yes, COVID has had an impact on our mental health of all of us. And it is actually a silent problem now. It's invisible. But it's a curve which is increasing, and maybe we'll see the impact, maybe, and we feel the impact maybe a little later at the time period.
Well, speaking about experiences during this lockdown, another friend of mine who works in banking sector says that he has been concentrating more on his work since the lockdown, and he has ever been a workaholic for a long time. He says his stress levels have gone up considerably since this lockdown started, thinking about the uncertainty of the future and his responsibility towards his family. Here's Prasanna, and let's hear his concerns in his own words.
Stress, yes, it has become a part and parcel of my life every day. But now it's even higher than the usual. I said earlier, it is a mixed bag in experience. Particularly, the work-life balance is quite good, but on the minus, anxiety and frustration of being cooped up, trying to provide for the family, and what will happen to the future post the lockdown, or if it continues. These are the things that are keeping me on the edge.
The lockdown definitely for the workforce, for some of the workforce, has brought lots of challenges, but for some, has been introducing opportunities. Definitely as a parent with young kids, and I think others as well will agree, working from home is challenging, especially when kids are at all day at home, and when they have classes, Zoom classes at home. So you have to do teaching, you have to be a teacher, a parent, and everything altogether. But for people who may not have such obligation, working from home might be an opportunity and maybe boost their productivity. However, given that we are under the situation of COVID, overdoing something like all the time working, from morning till evening, not engaging with other activities or not engaging with things that are at home. Though you might be a parent, but you are completely disconnected from everything and just focusing at work can be seen as a not appropriate coping with the situation. So everything overdone, oversleeping, for example, overeating, over-engaging yourself in activity like only work or drinking, tolerance of drinking or smoking or any other substances can be considered negative coping and are sort of warning signs that mental health is shifting towards the poor mental health. So adjust to the new situation and try to share yourself in a day in a more organized way, engaging with different activities that takes care of your physical health, but as well your emotional and mental health.
Since working from home is becoming the new norm, given an option, would you like to continue to work from home for a longer period? If yes, why? And if no, why not?
Very good question indeed. As of now, so my personal choice, I would not wish this situation to last longer and we to work longer from home. But let me be honest to you that even if offices, we are allowed to go tomorrow out or go to office, I'm not yet ready to get up in the morning, get dressed and just shift to office immediately. So as much as it was difficult for us to adjust to the sudden immediate lockdown, that much time we may all need or require to slowly shift towards working from offices or reporting at offices. So I think as we hear, most of the HR are planning to completely redimension and reconsider the work from home as a more favorable option. But we need to have that middle line of still being in touch with offices, preserving the cohesion at office. Why we get together, why we work, because we all get together to deliver something. And under this major purpose or goal, there are other personal choices, which has to do that we go to work because we belong, we go to office because other than just earning, we belong, we input, we communicate, we extend our network, we influence. So which are the cohesion and dynamic at a workplace cannot be created in a healthy way by being all of us working from our homes, isn't it? It's going to be a very difficult. So the essence of work, if we all work from home, is going to change drastically. But for our good mental health and emotional health, we all feel like we need to sort of report sometimes, some days at office, and some days maybe find and be productive in our own zone at home. So a middle, a silver line need to be found among these two, and give time to workforce to sort of slowly shift to the new dynamic, so that it doesn't impact their emotions and it doesn't impact the productivity. And that will be my choice, and that's how I think I would slowly re-engage reporting at office by taking some time, and not just immediately reporting and following that routine while disrupting what we have already placed now in order.
Very thought-provoking answers to all my questions, Arinda. Thank you very much for your patience in answering to the queries. I hope our listeners have learned something new from our conversation this time. Take care and bye for now. Please check out our new and updated website, www.mhfaindia.com, for latest news and articles on COVID-19 and more information on our MHFA courses. Thank you.